May 13th, 2015, the Feast of Our Lady of Fatima. Our Lady of Fatima says, Praise be to Jesus. Dear children, today I come to you once again seeking the conversion of the heart of the world. When I appeared in Fatima, the world was at war. My son sent me to intervene and to avoid a second world war greater than the one the world was engaged in. My intervention was met with skepticism, lack of approval, and was unsuccessful in preventing the next war. Once again, my son sends me into a world racing towards its own destruction. I am not only sent here, but all over the world. Once again, authorities do not take on their responsibility of timely approval. Therefore, my efforts are weakened at best. Some of influence even oppose me. Dear children, the world is in dire need of repentance, even more so than in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. When I appeared at Fatima, politicians never would have favored abortion and same-sex marriage, which is a new term for sodomy. Today, these sins are regarded as freedoms and rights. Pray the Rosary, which is heaven's weapon of choice. Do not accept Satan's excuses not to pray. You are my army against evil during these troubled times. Without your efforts, all of the graces I bring to you at this site are fruitless. We must be united and work as one to be victorious over the evil of the day. Do not wait for danger to be at your doorstep. I would not come to you if all was well in every heart. Respond to my warnings. Arm yourselves with prayer. To all church leaders around the world, I call each one of you into the reality of the truth of the state of the heart of the world. Do not forsake your responsibility towards your flock by summarily discounting heavenly interventions in the form of apparitions or any type of private revelation. You must find the truth without an agenda of control or competition. I speak openly and plainly so that those who oppose me have yet another chance of conviction of heart. I pray you will accept the grace to distinguish good from evil. Do not remain silent in the presence of evil and openly oppose heaven's good. Your disbeliefs never change the truth. A note is given to please read the messages of May 13, 2013 and May 13, 2014 for similar themes of the Holy Love message given by Our Lady of Fatima on this, her feast day.